Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about how to reduce driving anxiety. With so many people wanting to be doing something this summer, maybe take vacation time or some family trips, and not a lot of airline traffic happening, so a lot more people are behind the wheel. And I wanted to revisit the driving anxiety. I know I've talked about it before, but it's really important that we review these things sometimes, and especially now, because people are not only driving more for going on vacation, road tripping, but people are more stressed right now. And so maybe you're listening and you haven't been a listener for very long, and you didn't even equate what was going on with you when you were driving as part of your anxiety. So lots that we can do to get ourselves feeling much more comfortable driving. So one of the more common anxiety panic triggers actually happens when driving. It's an amazing part of the anxiety is getting in the car and being on the road, and there's already stress on the road, right? And then we add to it our own, our ruminating thoughts, our imagination running wild into the darkness, not into the light. And we feel uncomfortable. Many people are not comfortable with the particular road they're on. It can happen where many people are comfortable driving on back roads, but once they get on the highway, they get nervous. So there can be a lot of different places where you might be triggered, but driving in and of itself, because there's so many different possible ways of getting triggered, is a big one. Many people, if you're driving, if you used to think you were the only person who got nervous driving, I have news for you. This is so common, and we can deal with it. We can learn to deal with it, and we can actually learn to deal with our anxiety in the car so that we're not anxious other places either. It's a great place to practice. So next time you're nervous in the car, just say, okay, now I get to practice. This isn't so bad. So how do we use our inner resources to bring about a little bit more calm so that we can have a calm and centered experience while we're driving? You know, I want to share a story of, this is actually a bunch of different people that I've worked with, all kind of in a conglomeration here, but what they were experiencing was the same. There is the inability to drive past a certain point. Like you have a radius around your home and you're very comfortable driving within that radius. But once you get out of that circle, all of a sudden it's almost like somebody flipped a switch and you are sweating, you're nervous, you can't think straight, right? All of the anxiety symptoms and sensations begin to appear. And What's very interesting is these very same people who are all worked up, they're on the road and they're freaking out. We all know that feeling. It's so uncomfortable. As soon as they turn the car around, they make the decision, I am too nervous to keep going, I'm going to go back home. As soon as they turn the car around, mind you, they're on the same road. They got the same people in the car or all alone, whatever the situation was, it hasn't changed. The weather didn't change, nothing. All that changed was the direction. They're going home now and all of their stress drains away. Now they may have the after effects. They may feel tired from being all worked up, but they are no longer pumping out their cortisol and adrenaline. They are relaxing. So I want you to remember that when you're in the car, that it's not the situation, although there are very stressful situations on the road, yes, but it is our interpretation of the situation, and it is our reaction rather than our response to the situation that is causing us so much distress. Much of the stress that comes with driving revolves around our unrelenting desire to be in control. And driving often brings up the fear of losing control, either losing control of ourselves or losing control of the car. Once we're in this fear of losing control, we flip into physical tenseness. Our body starts to clench down, and then we are sending the danger signals to the body to set up the fear, adrenaline, fear loop in full force. This is where we begin possibly to start having fear of the fear itself, because then maybe we're not so worried about being in the car, but we're afraid. What if the fear comes? So now I'm afraid of the fear coming. And this is so then we've developed something new for the mind to race to and work ourselves up over. This creates the feeling of impending doom, and it hangs with us day in and day out, because then we have the fear of the fear that can transfer into many other different situations with us. It often just becomes a habit. And just getting into the car can produce a flood of hormones for some. So just like any other habit response, and I know we recently talked about making new neural pathways, so we could use that here. Just like any other habit response, this one can be changed with practice and focus. One of the things to remember is that we are in control of where we focus our attention. You know, we're so worked up, we want to be in control. Well, we are in control. We're in control of where we put our attention. So let's talk about some of these tips you can do in the car, because it's important for us to start training ourselves to feel that we can handle the feeling and we can bring ourselves and our focus back to a better place. So the first thing you can try is to actually take your shoulders up around your ears. When you feel like you're getting stressed out or your heart starts beating a little bit faster, actually take your shoulders up. Now, don't relax them yet. I want you to tense them up. Bring them high up around your ears and then let it go. And then bring it up again. Let's try that 3 times. Maybe you can do it right now. I'm kind of doing it while I'm talking to you. Bring your shoulders up like earrings and then let them drop down. Sometimes we can't remember how to relax until we overtense our muscles. So that will help you get the feeling of what it feels like to have the relaxation of your shoulders come in. And an important place for you to relax in the car is relaxing your hands on the steering wheel. And again, you can practice tightening and releasing your grip on the wheel, just like we did with the shoulders, so that you can really feel what relaxed hands feel like. And an easy thing to do in the car is Buddha belly breathing. Relax your belly. Nobody's looking at you. You can relax your belly and let your lungs take a deeper breath. We actually constrict our own breathing by how we're holding our gut or what kind of clothing we're wearing and how our posture is. So you're sitting, so relax the belly and let your lungs fill to a little bit more capacity. It will make you feel better. And I want you to take awareness of your surroundings with a really broad view. So not versus just the narrow focus on the lines or the car in front of you. I want you to be where you are in the car and the broader surroundings around you. Begin to actually see everything that's around you. You know, depending on what kind of driving you're doing, you may be able to relax a little bit and take in a little bit more of the surroundings. And so if you can, that's a wonderful way of actually noticing where you're at. Be there. Another thing you can do is to slow down. Give yourself the gift of time and slow down your driving along with slowing down your thinking. One of the ways that you can actually give yourself the gift of time when you know you're going to be driving is to leave a little bit earlier, even 5 minutes. You actually start your trip or your drive, may even be a short drive, but you started out in a better frame of mind, knowing that you're not crushed under the clock. So slow down your driving and slow down your thinking. One of my favorite tips for when you're in the car is to sing in the car. Yep, all by yourself, or if there's passengers with you, have them join in. But singing in the car, it will actually relax you in a number of ways. First of all, it will make you smile just to know that you're singing in the car. It's kind of awesome to think about. You're just in your own car singing away. And when we sing, we change our pattern of breathing and we begin to breathe in a way that is more conducive to relaxing. So we're taking in deeper breaths and we are actually slowing down our exhalation quite often as we're singing. So do it. Sing in the car. It's awesome. It'll take your mind off of being stressed. Temperature is important for stress and for people who are struggling with anxiety. So I want you to keep the AC on or keep the windows down with plenty of ventilation and keep it cool as you can. Many people are triggered by being overheated, so keep yourself cool while you're driving. Of course, you can also be listening to calming music. Have a playlist that you have put together for calming music that you enjoy that you can listen to while you're driving. You can also be listening to audiobooks or podcasts. You can listen to the Anxiety Coaches podcast. You can listen to a multitude of different podcasts. Or I love audiobooks because it will take you into shifting more into paying attention to what you're hearing and the storyline of the book, and it will actually give you a place to put your focus so that you are not worrying and making up stories about why your body is feeling tense and a little bit worked up. Because if that's your default when you get in the car, that your heart starts racing or that you just generally feel uncomfortable driving, you know, your mind's going to try to make a story about that. So listen to something, listen to the calming music, a podcast or an audiobook, so that you have a focus and the body can just do what it's doing. Eventually, it will learn to calm down when you are not feeding it with more storyline from your mind. Another thing you can do is to remind yourself that you're safe. You know, you're a driver, you're a good driver, you've been driving for however long you have been, and you have the ability to do this driving, and that the feelings are old habitual stress responses, and they're waiting to be rewired, like we talked about in the other show about making new neural pathways. Your body is and mind are waiting to be rewired. And this driving experience is the perfect time to change things up. I hope that these have been helpful tips for you and that you will Take some of them with you in the car the next time you go for a ride. And now for today's quote. Wherever you are, be all there. And that's from June Elliott. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.